now we have almost 2 people looking for every job opening that exists. So even if we filled all those jobs, there would be millions still unemployed.
Jasmine Tucker is Director of Research at the National Women's Law Center in Washington, D.C. She's been analyzing the jobs market for the last decade and says every year is another surprise.
I was really surprised to see that all of the losses were women's losses. We're asking people to do impossible things right now, and especially women, right? So I think we could see some more losses into 2021. It's anyone's guess, like, how big they'll be.
Tucker says women have disproportionately lost work since the pandemic started, as they make up a larger segment of industries hardest hit. Retail, leisure and hospitality, bars and restaurants, state and local governments, including schools where remote learning has trimmed payrolls. Women are also the family's main caregiver, and COVID has forced many to leave work altogether to care for a child or other loved one.
In September, we saw massive dropouts in the labor force, right? Because I think a lot of women reach their tipping point. They can't be breadwinner, they can't be teacher, they can't be all of the things, right, for all of the kids and all of the people in their household. So something had to give, and a lot of them dropped out of the labor force. And so we saw that happen last month for Black women.
Black women already face more barriers to employment than most. And early in the pandemic, Tucker says their unemployment nearly doubled. When a second COVID surge hit around Thanksgiving, the crisis worsened.
If we look at previous recessions, and if this recession is anything like them, women of color are going to be out of work longer, and more of them are going to be out of work. So after the Great Recession, Black women saw double-digit unemployment for 5 years. It was literally 60 consecutive months. Do you want to guess how long white men were unemployed in the double digits? 0 months.
Tucker says the pandemic has knocked 2.1 million women out of the jobs market completely. And like other recessions, the impact will be deep-rooted. Women just graduating from college may have to live with mom and dad a while longer or work only part-time. And more established women may have to downshift their career to pay the bills.
So there's real problems, too, when they're going to re-enter the workforce. They're going to be more likely to take the first job that comes along, right? Because they haven't had savings to weather the storm. They've been, you know, paid less this whole time due to the wage gap. And so they're going to come back in probably at lower levels than they did when they left. It's going to look different for, I think, white men who've had some savings and maybe can hold out a little longer and wait for a higher paying option.
But a larger question remains. In 2020, we celebrated 100 years since women got the right to vote. The Me Too movement toasted the rape conviction of former movie mogul Harvey Weinstein. A woman coached in the Super Bowl for the first time, and America elected its first female vice president. How is it possible that women are still so deeply entrenched as second-class workers?
I think that there are some assumptions about who's working and why they're working, right? Like some stereotypical, like, oh, we have to keep the dads employed because they're probably the breadwinners, right? And I think there's this notion that women are just supplementing family income, but women are more likely to be breadwinners than ever, and especially women of color, especially Black women, because they need some kind of income.
Tucker says fixing the problem will mean real relief, money in the hands of people, and that starts at the top. She says Congress underestimated the cost of the pandemic, and real unemployment benefits is just the start of what's needed to survive this latest upheaval. Marion Heatherly, WBFO News.